Welcome to Raise Your Vibe and Heal. Today's message comes from Archangel Fanuel. Archangel Fanuel speaks of optimism and hope. And if you have been experiencing a frustrating time lately where you're starting to think, what's the use? Why should I keep going on this path, whether it's your career, your relationships, self-growth, development? Archangel Fanuel is here to remind you that you have the optimism and the hope that your higher self wants to remind you of, that you are of divine source of love and light, and that you can tap into this energy. You have worked with Archangel Fanuel in other lifetimes. This card is from my past life energy deck, but she's also this collective energy, which I'll refer to as a she. This archangel is really speaking to you about being able to tap into that knowing that things can get better, and even just tap into a time when you can look back and remember thinking, I'll never get through this, and then you did. So Archangel Fanuel is going to join us in today's channeled meditation, and I hope you find this helpful and healing. And if you like this meditation, if you like this content, please like, subscribe, and turn on the notifications for the podcast, Raise Your Vibe and Heal. I so greatly appreciate you. All right, let's get into the healing meditation with Archangel Fanuel. Placing our feet on the ground, feeling that connection with Mother Earth. Taking some nice, gentle, cleansing, calming breaths and releasing any stress or tension that we may be carrying here. Just notice where you might be feeling some stress or tension, and just very gently breathe through that. Surrounding the session with all who are listening with the beautiful gold and white light. Imagine our hearts connected and connected with divine source of love and light, which truly connects us all. And setting the intention to support whatever it is you need in this particular moment and in your sacred space. And also for this session, let us remember that we are inviting in and working with only the highest possible vibrational frequencies of love and light. Thank you. So the very first place that I'm being drawn to is I'm noticing that my face is getting really itchy. As a medium and medical intuitive, I'm aware that Source will use all different ways to communicate with me messages for those that I'm working with individually or for a collective. And right now, when my face starts to itch like this, especially around the nose area, yes, it could mean allergies, but more importantly, it's talking about upper throat chakra communication and activation. And the reason why Archangel Fanuel is coming through here today is that optimism and hope, as you feel into this, how do those words feel and resonate with you compared to, say, defeated, anger, fear? You can feel the difference, right? So that's what we're talking about, being in that state of higher vibrational frequency. Now, we're not speaking about burying your head in the sand. We're not speaking of forgetting and not doing the normal things. Of course, you need to show up. We're having this human experience. We need to show up and remember that we are meant to do the normal activities and things that come with being in the human world. And part of that is also remembering to come to a state of balance. So Archangel Fanuel is just bringing to my attention, as well as higher source of love and light, source, creator, universe, of that vibrational frequency, that when we are shutting down our voice and we are not actively using and communicating the right words to ourselves, about ourselves, what we are going through and experiencing, that will literally manifest in our outward experiences that we are attracting. Now, some may resonate with the law of attraction, the law of manifestation. It's all energy. The story does not matter. That's the one thing Source continues to remind me. The story really doesn't matter. If it helps you, great, but not being stuck in the story. The important thing is to remember the energy that comes forward. So really, they're speaking about, again, this upper throat chakra communication. And so take your breath, please. And imagine that you have this beautiful breath. They're showing me fluffy white clouds. And just imagine this fluffy white clouds coming from Source are coming, and they're just going to clear away all around your nose, especially the nose, but also around the throat area, the mouth area. And they're asking you to take these clouds and just imagine that you are just dissolving whatever energy is here that doesn't serve you. Doesn't matter what it is. Just set the intention. All lifetimes, all direction of space, all direction of energy, just all of that. Doesn't matter. Time, space, or direction. Just set the intention to clear what no longer serves you around the whole nose area. Beautiful. I'm feeling an energetic release as I connect these dots with you. I'm also being made aware that my eyes are starting to tear spontaneously, as well as the itchiness that's happening around the nose. Now, this is a sign from spirit for me of grief and sorrow. So, of course, Archangel Fanuel is here to help the collective and working with optimism and hope. When we have optimism and hope, we're able to rise above our everyday circumstances. Literally, they're showing me we're walking above, or we're rising above, say, the mountain or the peak of what seems to be an insurmountable frustration or issue. And when we tap into that energy of optimism and hope, we have that higher perspective, which makes it easier for us to connect with our own inner wisdom and our own inner guidance. So these tears, when spirit brings forth the tears, this to me is a sign of grief and sorrow. So if you notice any pockets of energy within your energetic field that resonates with grief and sorrow, please take that breath and gently set the intention to release what no longer serves you, wherever those pockets of grief and sorrow may be. Energetic release is here. This is a sign from spirit that you are absolutely on track. And it doesn't matter if this is a pre-recorded or you watch this in 6 months or 6 days or 6 hours from the time of this recording. It's all energy. And if you are listening to this podcast, if you are listening to this meditation, you are exactly where you are supposed to be. All right. So now what they're asking us to do, they're showing me this vortex of energy that's coming in from above, from representative of your higher self, from source, the creator, and it's coming in from above, and it's coming in, and it's interesting. It's coming in, but it's coming in directly into your throat. So not coming into the crown as you might think it would. And if that's where you feel guided, absolutely listen to your own inner guidance, but it's coming in from above, but it's coming in, and it's like, it's coming in front of your eyes, and then goes into your throat center. So imagine that's coming in, that vortex, and it's going to help clear and cleanse what no longer serves you. Also, that link with your words. How are you speaking to yourself about yourself? Your relationship with yourself is going to be the first and foremost, most important relationship as you are connecting with your soul, your higher guidance. And then from there, you are connecting with the whole collective energetic field. All right, we're now going to set the intention of bringing forth frequencies through the use of my voice. Again, high vibrational frequencies of love and light, understanding that we are asking for our highest good. Now, as we set that intention, I can feel working with our heart center, continue to breathe through heart center. Set the intention of release when it no longer serves you as we share the frequencies through my voice. Here we go. Please take a nice gentle breath here. Now, as source is bringing forth these energies, the visual that I was receiving was your higher self holding a book and sharing with you the way you are to communicate with yourself. The words, literally, it was like they were showing me an example of you standing in front of yourself and reading from a book, the book of your truth, the book of your knowledge, the book of the universal consciousness of love. And asking you to invite in your personal truth coming from the highest frequency of love and light. So we're going to see if they have anything else, source once has anything else to share there, because I feel like with that knowingness and that intention, see what you notice, feel, and then at the end of the session, you may feel guided to journal. Because interestingly enough, as we go through these meditations, we often will receive downloads of information, giving us more inner wisdom and inner guidance. and you may notice a pattern here. All right, so they're bringing us back to heart center. Archangel Fanuel is stepping forward, reminding us of optimism and hope. And even if we are struggling and frustrated, to rise above and tap into those energies of hope and optimism, remembering we've had those experiences in other lifetimes and in this lifetime. Bring us back to heart center, creating space here within the whole heart center. They're bringing forth that book, your personal, think of it as your Akashic record, the record of all that you have done and all that can be and future opportunities and options. And so imagine that your higher self is bringing forth your personal Akashic record. And as you are connecting with hope and optimism, you are impacting the records. It's the best way I can describe it. Your connection with your heart center, with your personal Akashic records, with your guides and your angels, with you, your higher self, understanding the overall plan, experience of opportunities and options for you. And if you do want to rewrite and experiencing the experience that you are having in this moment, you have the power to do so. You have the power to do so, to reframe the experience, to change the direction of that experience. All right, so now they're asking you to send so much love to your Akashic records. And of course, that Akashic record is sending love back to you. I see your guides and your angels surrounding you, sending you so much love. Please send love back to your guides and angels through heart center, understanding that as you do so, this strengthens your connection, making it easier for your inner wisdom, your inner guidance to come through. Archangel Fanuel, once again, is behind us, on our left in particular. And what she's doing is I'm seeing what looks like a glittery gold coming from source, coming down like a beautiful cleansing, purification, and a rising above. Cleansing, uplifting, glittery, beautiful. Breathe that in. Sending our love and appreciation to Mother Earth, our love and appreciation to Divine Source of Love and Light, to Archangel Fanuel, our guides, our angels, and all the energies that have stepped forward to work with us here today. Please remember, we are fully supported, we are fully protected, and we are fully loved. It is my honor to work with you and share these healing messages with you. Please consider liking and subscribing to this channel to help build the community, and leave a comment if you find these meditations useful. Thank you. Love and blessings.